Well, I mean, no, you look at the first play, we fumbled, they got the ball, they scored. We didn't move the ball good early like we wanted to. Just continuing to play, continuing to run the plays that's called, and finally start executing the plays that's called and making some big plays.
Talk about the play on the two-point conversion. Is that just the Jets continue to play through the whistle too much? I mean, what happened with the scuffle there?
Well, yeah, that's pretty much it. I was on the ground for most part of it. But once I got up, you know, I'm just glad to see my teammates got my back in that situation. They were trying to push me in the end zone, and I guess things just opened to flare up a little bit.
Randall on the other side, what do you think of Jordy's game?
Oh, big. I mean, look at what he did, Mr. 200. You know, I was telling him he got that big catch there late, and, you know, he was at 190. I was like, if you don't get 200, we're going to fight. So, you know, it was big to see him do that and us get the win as well.
Randall, you were coming off the field with him, and everybody's chanting his name, and then all of a sudden he's putting up two for you for the two touchdowns, stuff like that. Is it just the relationship you have, or what was that moment like?
That's great. Just the camaraderie that we have in our room and how close we are, and just continuing to play together and find a way to win. And, you know, we went into this game knowing that we had to make plays, and as a receiver group, that's where our job. We've got to continue to make plays, and, you know, he did a great job of that tonight.
When you're down 21-3, but then all of a sudden you go on a 28-3 run to end the game, what is said to make that turning point, or what's done?
I think the heart and character of this team showed tonight. You know, to get down like that, any team could lay down and just let it be and let the game go on and continue to have that downfall like that. But for us to continue to fight back the way we did, slowly but surely and gradually build up that momentum into the second half and into the third quarter and to take the lead and hold on to it, I mean, I think that speaks volume for our team.
Is it more sense of calm or sense of urgency here in that spot?
It's calm. Whenever you got that much time on the clock, it's all calm. You know, just know that it takes one play. So continuing to execute, and when that one play comes, build on it, build on that the next play, and just continue to fight.
Will you take us through each of your two touchdowns? Just take us through the plays.
What were the plays?
You remember the lane beliefs? So.
Yeah. The first one, I mean, slant route, you know, they played base a lot of the game. I think they went empty on that, so they blitzed everybody, and I had one-on-one man coverage when playing outside leverage, and I ran a slant. So it was easy for the most part. Aaron threw the ball right where he could put it, and I was able to make the catch and score. On the second one, you know, I was able to beat the guy to the flat, sprint out, and catch the ball for a touchdown.
You talked about the guys having your back on the two-point conversion. How about Edgar having Jordy's back on the sideline? You don't get too many penalties on the sideline. Do you guys like that? You give up 15 yards, but do you like that? Your guys yelling and screaming for you?
Oh, yeah, of course, of course. Our coaches having our back like that, that's huge. I'll take the penalty any day to know that they have our back like that. You know, it was a cheap shot. It was unnecessary, but, you know, that's part of the game. And, you know, unfortunately, we got the penalty, but we were able to overcome it.